working through developing this program. There is one provision or two in that bill that are focused on trying to keep product in the state. But I think what I'd like to talk about more is what I've seen happen in British Columbia, which recently went to a quota share system, and what I expect to see happen under our plan, and that is for the fishermen to begin to develop some really high quality products and to market them through specialty markets, working with the local processors to do value-added kind of processing. And I think that rather than seeing a fisherman go out and catch his 30,000 pounds all at once and then not have another long line opening for months where he would be likely to run it down south under quota share programs, you're likely to see a fisherman set up a certain small market, maybe, you know, custom processing through Pelican or some small community, and then shipping that down to a certain restaurant or a certain supermarket, and that he's going to do small amounts fishing on a very consistent basis over the year and not taking time to run out of the state. And that's certainly been the scenario that I've heard fishermen start to talk about who are expecting to receive quota shares. And I think I've participated in both these longline fisheries for 10 years as a deckhand, and I'm not receiving any quota shares, but I certainly have a lot of experience with this industry and with the fishermen who I represent who are receiving quota shares, some of them. And that's the scenario that they see occurring. That's what they're hoping to work, the kind of program they're hoping to work out. And I think by doing that, you're going to see more value for that product, which will benefit the fishermen, will benefit the state through increased revenues. So, you know, there's a lot of concerns that we all share about socioeconomic impacts of IFQs. I think we all felt we needed to do them to protect the resource, protect the industry, to improve safety for a lot of reasons. I think this bill is necessary to give Alaska that one last edge in holding on to quota shares and purchasing additional quota shares.
Thank you very much. We're going to have to adjourn. The record should reflect that Representative Phillips gets to join us at 9:45. This committee stands adjourned until Monday at 8:30, at which time we will discuss House Bill 40 relating to king salmon tags. Thank you very much, everybody.